下面让我们一起同声来攻读主的话语。
Now let us read the Lord's words.
还是要请弟兄姊妹，我们一同来在主的面前来肃立。
As I will stand.
我们先读中文，然后再读英文。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
约书亚记23:1-6，耶和华使以色列人安静，不与四围的一切仇敌征战。已经多日，约书亚年纪老迈，就把以色列众人的长老、族长、审判官并官长都召了来，对他们说：我年纪已经老迈，耶和华你们的神因你们的缘故向那些国所行的一切事，你们亲眼看见了，因那为你们征战的是耶和华你们的神。我所剪除和所剩下的各国，从约旦河起到日落之处的大海，我已经研究分给你们各支派为业。耶和华你们的神并将他们从你们面前赶出去，使他们离开你们，你们就必得他们的地为业，正如耶和华你们的神所应许的。所以你们要大大壮胆，谨守遵行写在摩西律法书上的一切话，不可偏离左右。Now, Joshua chapter 23, verse 1-6. Now it came to pass, a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua was old, advanced in age, and Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, for their heads, for their judges,for their officers, and said to them, I am old, advanced in age. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations that remain, to be an inheritance for your tribes. For the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off,as far as the great sea westward. And the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land, and the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福攻读他话语的每个人。
May the Lord bless all who read God's word.
But as for me and my house,
至于我和我家，
我们在去年有一起来思想约书亚记这样一个系列。
So last year we began our ponderance on the book of Joshua.
那么我们呢？到年前还有最关键的一个啊 grand finale 还没有来一同思想。
And so we have yet to enter this one grand finale, and to ponder upon it.
我们大家都很熟悉的这样一句话。
So we are familiar with this saying.
今天我们就来一起思想这一句至于我和我家。
So today we are to ponder over what it says that me and my household.
我曾经和弟兄姊妹分享
I've shared with brothers and sisters.
在其他的文化的这个基督徒家中我不太了解
In other cultures or in some of the households of our brothers and sisters, I may not know this for sure.
但是在华人的这个基督徒的家庭当中
But within the Chinese Christian family,
我们知道家里面都常常喜欢挂一些这个圣经的书法
We know that we like to put up calligraphies, especially calligraphies that writes out scripture.
你看我们马上要过春节了，对不对，弟兄姊妹们
？So we're awaiting the coming of the Chinese New Year.
你看我们的这个整个讲台左右是不是很有这个过春节的文化的气息
？And you can see that on the pulpit from the left to the right, there's such a festivity about it.
这字写的好不好？
Do you think that the calligraphy was well done?
弟兄姊妹要大声说，因为写这个字的人就在我们中间。
You have to respond positively and loudly because the one who wrote this is among us.
确实很好。
Yeah, it is very good.
那么呢，基督徒家里面挂的这些圣经的这些条幅横幅啊，我总结用的经文有几句是比较受欢迎的。
And so there are a few Bible verses that are particularly used.
一个诗篇二十三篇，大家常常去挂。
Psalm 23.
啊，爱是恒久忍耐，哥罗前书十三篇的爱篇，大家常常去挂。
Or the passage on love, love is patient, love is kind, 1 Corinthians 13.
还有一句话也是常常挂在这个壁炉上面，这个客厅正中央那里。
And there's another one that's oftentimes central in the house.
就是今天咱们讲到的题目，至于我和我家，
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
有时候这个我跟大家说嘛，做牧师的时候常常要去做这个婚姻辅导哈，危机介入。
There are times, as you know, as a pastor, I have to, do family councils during, let's say, marriage crisis.
夜里十一点、十二点打电话到你家，哇，牧师赶快来救火。
There are times where I receive a call at 11 p.m. at midnight to say, we got a fire, you need to come and help us out.
这家里已经开始动手了，已经都报警了。
There's some violence even, and we're heading for the police, please come and help.
哦，赶快开着车就去啊。
And so to just hop into the car and drive over.
然后帮这个夫妻赶快做调解，做辅导。
And to try to mediate between the couples to counsel them.
有的家坐在客厅里面。
There are times we're sitting in the living room.
夫妻两个人剑拔弩张的。
And you see that they're in such conflict and tensions.
眼里都冒着火呀。
There's fire in their eyes and not loving fire.
对，不是爱情的火，这样说呢，是这个怒火。
It's a fire of anger, not fire of romance.
然后扭头一看，那个壁炉上面，至于我和我家。
And I slightly turn my head and I see that on the wall says.As for me and my household.
但是这是极端的这个情形。
But, again, this is an extreme, scenario.
好的啊，我们来思想这一段，在约书亚记二十四章之前呢，我们从二十二节，我们一起有一点思想。
But we want to first look at verse 22.
那么我们知道，上次我们讲到的时候有稍微提到逃城。
Previously we've made mention.Of
cities of refuge.
Yeah, we've made mention of the city of refuge in our previous sermons.
在以色列当中呢，一共设了六座的逃城。
So in the land of Israel or in the nation of Israel, there are six of these city of refuge.
约旦河西三座，约旦河东，特别的给他们这个 favor 也有三座。
To the east and west of the River Jordan, there are three such cities.
虽然河东只有两个半的支派。
Even though east of the River Jordan, there are only two and a half tribes.
看来他们是更需要这个逃城。
But it does look like they do need more of, they're more in need of the cities of refuge.
我们也晓得在今天这样一个充满了罪恶的时代。
And we do know that in this time when it is so filled with evil and wicked, and sin,
那么我们作为神的儿女
As children of God,
教会就是我们的逃城
that the church is the city of refuge,
耶稣基督就是我们的逃城
that Jesus Christ himself is our city of refuge.
那么设了逃城之后呢约旦河东这两个半支派回约旦河东之前他们的勇士们回去之前做了一件事
So having established these cities of refuge and before the warriors of each tribe returned back to their own allocated land, they did something.
做了这件事差点引起他们的内战。
This something almost led to a civil war among the Israelites.
河西和河东差点打起来。
That east and west of the River Jordan almost came together for a battle.
时间关系今天经文比较多呢我们不每一句都去读了。
So due to our time restraint, we'll not read every single verse.
我们知道这个流便支派、加德支派和马拿西半个支派，他们看约旦河东的平原比较好，所以他们说我们不进这个迦南地，就是约旦河西的这个应许美地。
So we know the two and a half tribes that stayed on the east, they saw that the plains were good, and so they decided to say we're going to stay here, we're not going to enter into the land of Canaan.
这还不是和约书亚、跟摩西就讲好了。
That this is not only said to Moses, not said to Joshua, but it was already said to Moses.
摩西答应他们这件事情。
And Moses has, consented on this request.
不过呢，进迦南地这个征战，他们必须要派勇士跟着其他九个半支派一起去打。
But that the warriors from these two and a half tribes are to send, to be sent along with the other warriors to, acquire the land of Canaan.
这两个支派做到了，真的派了他们的精兵强将一起进去征战。
And these two and a half tribes indeed had fulfilled their promise, and they sent their warriors in to fight with their brothers.
夺地之战告一个段落。
So this time of taking the land of Canaan has come to a close.
地也分了，逃城也设了。
There's been the land has been allocated, the cities of refuge has been set up.
约书亚就在示罗这个地方把这两个半支派的勇士们召集了来。
And so Joshua gathered the warriors from these two and a half tribes at Shiloh.
就讲了我们这个投影上这段话。
And we see that it's, and he said these words as you now see projected on the PowerPoint.
22章1到5节。
Chapter 22, verses 1 to 5.
现在你们可以回去约旦河东的地业。
Now you can return back to your allocated land on the east of Jordan.
但是要切切地谨守遵行神的律法。
But you have to stay close to the law of the Lord.
爱神，侍奉他。
That you are to love the Lord and to serve Him.
那么呢，这些两个半支派这些人呢，他们在回这个约旦河东，过约旦河之前，在河西岸边，他们筑了一座坛。
But before they went back to the allocated land on the east of Jordan, they established this altar on the western side.
把这个坛筑好了，在河西筑好了以后，过河回到河东他们的地上去。
After they built this altar, they went back.To the land that was east of Jordan.
其他九个半支派他们听见这件事情呢，非常的愤怒。
Upon knowing what has happened, the nine and a half tribes were incensed.
因为我们知道神说不能够随便到哪里去敬拜，要在会幕，那时候圣殿还没有建起来，会幕在示罗，要在会幕来敬拜。
Because they know that the instruction from the Lord is that they are not supposed to worship anywhere, but in a very allocated in the altar at Tabernacle. In Shiloh.
所以这时候已经就开始招聚这个精兵要去打了。
And so they began to gather all the different warriors again from the nine and a half tribes to wage war against these two and a half tribes.
那么还好，先礼后兵。
But a wonderful thing happened is that they tried to first reason before an act of aggression.
就派人先去见这两个反支派的人。
So they sent representatives to meet representatives from those who are on the eastern side.
那么这两个半支派的人呢，就像这个代表团啊，以腓尼哈为代表团来解释。
And so as with Peniah as the representative, they met with these representatives from the western side.
他说啊，我们的这个子女呢，我们自己还知道，但我们的子女在约旦河东长起来呢，啊，慢慢的就跟这个约旦河西的人呢，这个距离就拉开了。
So they explain the fact that.Even though they, as this generation, they would know what is happening, their next generations, because of their distance from the western side, would begin to distance from the tribe as well as the history, and may no longer know what has happened before.
那约旦河西的这些以色列人呢，也慢慢的就不晓得不了解，原来我们都是这个以色列这个家族里面的。
And over time and space, those on the western side may also begin to forget.That we are one family, even though we are divided on the east and west side of the River Jordan.
所以以后你们的子孙也不让我们的子孙再过河到河西来敬拜来献祭了。
So it might be possible that your next generations will prohibit our next generations from coming over to come and worship the Lord.
所以现在我们在河西筑这一座坛不是为了献祭。
So now the reason we are setting up this altar is not for us to offer up sacrifices.
不是为了去拜偶像或者违背神的律法。
It is not to have idol worship or to go up against the Lord's law.
只是做一个证据。
But that this is to be established as a proof.
说明我们还是属于这个以色列这个大家庭的。
That we belong to this big family of the Israelites.
以后我们的子孙也还能够来到耶和华的面前来献祭来侍奉。
And that our next generations are able to still come before the Lord to worship, to offer up sacrifices.
哇，这个解释真的是说到人心里很感动，令人感动。
And so with this explanation, in fact, it was a very moving explanation.
那么讲完以后啊，芬尼哈和所有其他的这些这个使节他们一听明白了，误会消除。
And so with this explanation, Phineas as well as the rest of the representatives, they understood there was no longer any misunderstanding.
干戈化玉帛，还是一家人。
And so we'll see that, yes, they're still one family.
那么呢，从这一段当中，这个我们现在还是在前言做一个铺垫，在这一段当中，但是我们却能够学到几个方面的功课，至少七个方面。
So within this context there are seven lessons that we can glean.
河东这两个半支派，他们对神的这样一个敬畏、愿意去敬拜的心，无可置疑。
That there is no doubt that there is a heart of worship for these two and a half tribes who are now residing on the eastern bank.
但是我们常常要说一句话，有一说一，有二说二。
But we at the same time we have to let the yes be yes and no be no.
这两个半支派，流便支派、加德支派和马拿西半个支派的这些人，他们真的没有拣选那个最好。
That some at the same time these two and a half tribes they did not choose what was the best.
神的旨意，至少我们可以看到有两种弟兄姊妹们。
We can see that in God's will there are at least two types.
从圣经从头到尾，给我们不断的看到这个，一方面叫做 perfect will。
Within the Bible, we see that there is God's perfect will.
善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
That it is good, pleasing, and perfect.
还有一个呢，叫做 permissive will， 许可的旨意。
And we also see that there is the permissive will of God.
在神的纯全美好的旨意当中，是让所有以色列人都进入这个应许美地，对不对？
That within God's perfect will, it was for all of Israel to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是这两个支派呢？两个半支派，一方面他们是要敬拜神，但一方面又看到约旦河东这个平原挺好的。
So we see that for these two and a half tribes, on the one hand they want to worship the Lord, on the other hand their eyes were set on the plains on the eastern bank of Jordan.
那么现在呢，我们这个以色列民也多。
And we see that perhaps there's a big population for the Israelites.
约旦河西那边的挑战也很大。
There are lots of challenges on the western bank.
So they took matter into their own hands.
所以他们将这件事他们就自以为是。
然后他们就说了，我们干脆我们留一些人在河东，这不是挺好的吗？
And in their own will, they began to think, well, isn't it better for us to stay on the eastern bank?
神许可他们。
This God permitted.
但并不是最好的。
Even though it is not perfect.
我不知道大家有没有听过这么一句话。
I do not know if you've heard of this saying.
The enemy of the good.Sometimes it's not the bad, but the best. 我来翻译好了。脑筋急转弯啊，就是这个好的敌人啊，常常不是坏，而是最好。
The enemy of the good is not the bad, but the best.
真的有时候是这样，因为我们常常在两难之间做抉择，对吗？
Because we do face up to this reality, we oftentimes have to choose between two good options.
以前我学经济学，这叫做机会成本啊 ，opportunity cost.
And so, opportunity cost is what we learned in knowledge from economics.
我们这边有学经济的弟兄姊妹。
So we do have brothers and sisters who are studying economics.
那你选了这个就不能选那个。
So if you choose this, you can't choose that.
有时候我们常常就选那个 second best.那个差不多的，那个 compromise 的。
Oftentimes we somehow land ourselves to what is second best. We compromise on what is the best.
或者就是掺杂了我们人的心意的。
Or that there is a mixture of our own will in the whole choosing process.
后来历史也证明。
And with history,
这两个支派的人，他们的子孙后代大部分都流失在历史当中了。
We see that the next generations of these two and a half tribes, they were lost.
不是没有渡河过来，最后投奔真神，最后来到这个犹大国，甚至被掳，甚至归回的，有，但是很少。
There are very, very, very few who in the end did return back to the promised land, but they're very few.
第二点，他们这一代还不错。
So even though this first generation, they're residing on the eastern bank, they're pretty solid.
他们信靠真神，他们与他们兄弟是并肩的作战。
They believe in the true God. They fight alongside their brothers.
但是他们担心的没错，等到他们的后代、再后代、再后代的时候，慢慢的就忘了。
But their concern is also true that with each generation there can be amnesia that sets in.
所以这两个支派去河东之前，约书亚嘱咐他们遵守诫命，好好的爱神。
And so Joshua has this exhortation for them, and that is there to be very careful in obeying the commandments of the Lord and to serve Him.
这两个支派离开示罗会幕所在的地方和西安筑坛，不是为献祭。
So we understand that they left Shiloh and they built the altar not for sacrifice.
很好的一个举动。
It is a good gesture.
众支派有误解啊，差点就打起来。
There was this misunderstanding and they almost waged war with one another.
在我们产生误解的时候，千万千万不要急着动怒，甚至是动武。
But we see that when there is some form of misunderstanding, we are to be careful not to be so eager and to be aggressive.
升级容易，降级可不容易。
That it is in fact quite easy to elevate a situation, but it's much harder.To calm it down.
他们选择先立即做沟通，但这是对的。
And we see that there is an immediate gesture for communication, and that is right.
他们选的这个代表团的团长非常的棒。
At the same time, they've chosen a very solid representative.
我们知道是祭司腓尼哈。
And that's the priest Phinehas.
腓尼哈以正直和祭邪闻名。
That he is known for someone who loves righteousness and hates evil.
我们去看《民数记》里面那个记载啊，他那个把那个行奸淫的两个人一个枪把他们刺透。
We see how he is very firm in dealing with sin, for example, against sexual immorality, as recorded in the book of Numbers.
平息了神的愤怒。
That he was, because of what he has done, he also abated God's wrath on the people of Israel.
所以让腓尼哈去做沟通，如果腓尼哈能够讲说这个是没有问题，大家就知道这一定是没有问题。
And so by sending Phinehas, priest Phinehas, and if he's able to discern and say that this all right, this is fine, then it is fine.
误会消除了，沟通了，起名给这个坛叫做正坛 ，Witness.
So with the clearing of this misunderstanding, they named this altar the Witness.
这个 witness 这个正坛本来的意思是什么呢？在你们和我们，你们子孙和我们子孙之间做一个证据，我们是一家人。
That this meaning of a witness is to say that we are now establishing an evidence or proof between our generations that we are one family.
我们是可以一起来同心敬拜真神的。
That we can come together to worship the true God.
但是在这一件本来看的是很美好的一件事情当中
，But on this matter that does look on the surface it looks good.
这里面有一个 irony， 有这样一个讽刺是什么呢
？There is this irony。
最后这个政坛它证明了一件什么事情呢、
What does this altar actually in the end prove？
后来的以色列人啊
，That the Israelites who came after this generation，
不管河东，不管河西，到处筑坛，您知道吧
？Whether it was on the western or eastern bank， they began to put up more and more sites of altars，
秋坛上面橡树底下，然后最后在这里私自的献祭，而且是祭拜假神。
They not only set up all these unauthorized altars, they also began to worship false gods.
后面的先知就可以指这个坛，跟以色列人子孙说：“你看你们的先祖是多么的敬畏神，现在你看你们到了一个什么地步。”
So the prophets who came after began to point to all these altars.To rebuke the Israelites to say, look at your forefathers who in fact were worshipping the true God, but now you are worshipping false gods.
我来自纽约上州。
I come from upstate New York.
我知道搬家过来已经半年多了，不要再老去提。
And so I've come down south for about 6 months now.
但在那边就活了差不多是接近20年的时间。
I did spend about my 20 years in upstate New York.
纽约上周加起来是23年的时间。
Altogether, but 23 years.
纽约上周曾经是非常非常敬虔的一片土地。
So the upstate New York used to be a place where you could see piety very clearly.
这属灵大复兴都在那里开始。
We see that the spiritual revivals did begin there.
我想和弟兄姊妹说过，我就因为在那边住了太久，大城市、小趟，几乎每一个地方，我开车都去过。
And because I've stayed there for so long, every big town or the city I've been.
有的一个小小的 town， 甚至都只能算是 village， 一个小村子。
There are towns that are more like villages.
这个村中心、镇中心、十字路口，一个路口，一个路把角，一个教堂。
We will see that with every intersection, there is a church that centers the space.
最高最漂亮的建筑。
And oftentimes the most, the tallest.Or in the most beautiful building.
一块一块石头垒起来的，看着还是那么的宏伟，那么结实。
The ones that are set up with stone, with masonry and look solid.
我告诉你，大部分全都空掉了。
Right now, I could honestly tell you that they're vacated.
转成为做图书馆，这都还是好的。
So there are some that have been repurposed into libraries.
有的就其他的一些异教这个异端就拿去了。
Some these buildings they have been now they are now occupied by for example cults.
甚至有的直接就改成酒馆了。
Or bars and nightclubs.
这些教堂还竖立在那里，就好像是在跟这些的子孙后代在说呀，现代的人在说呀。
But yet these church buildings, they remain standing as if telling this current generation.
They are witnesses.
他们就是证人。
Witness against you, this generation.
他们是对你们来做这样一个反对的一个见证。
Your wickedness.
是对于你的邪恶做见证。
Rebelling against God.
对于你背叛神、违抗神的这样一个见证。
So sad.
这是一个非常可悲的事情。
好，现在我们进入正题。
And so, how does this circle around to, for me as well as for me and my household?
约书亚把以色列人招聚在他的面前。
And so we see now Joshua has the last words, and he brings the people of Israel before him.
在这一段的圣经的时代当中呢，两个城市我们要特别的记着，一个叫做示罗，一个叫示剑，都姓示。
There are two cities that we are to remember for this time. One is Shiloh and the other is Shechem.
示罗是神的会幕所在的地方，是他们的行政中心。
And so Shiloh will be what we understand as an administrative center, is also where the tabernacle is.
示剑我们以前讲过，雅各井所在的地方，然后这边是以巴路山，那边是基地新山，是他们跟神立约的地方。
And we understand that Shechem is a place where the Israelites established a covenant with the Lord.
现在约书亚把以色列百姓招聚在示剑。
And so Joshua has now gathered the people of Israel at Shechem.
刚进迦南地的时候，我们讲过宣布神的祝福和咒诅的地方。
That's a place where when the Israelites first entered into the promised land, the blessings as well as curses of God was proclaimed.
这是约书亚给以色列的官长，给以色列百姓最后的遗言了。
And so this would be essentially be the last words to the people of Israel, to the leaders and heads of Israel.
圣经当中有好多次记载我们所谓叫做最后的话。
In the Bible, we see many records of this category called the last words.
这可以作为一个查经的一个小小的系列。
This could even be a series for our Bible study.
那今天当然我们不可能去展开去和大家去看。
So we are not able to dive deep into all these last words.
但是如果你愿意，你把它记下来，回去也许可以自己做一些查考。
But we could take notes of these last words, and we can, on our self-study, we can look deeper.
这每一次最后的话，真的都是讲到人的心里，让你感动，甚至一边读一边流泪。
And these are words that speak into our hearts, even to the point of us, tearing.Over these words that are spoken to us.
雅各最后的祝福，大家还记得吧？
We remember the last blessings by Jacob.
啊，扶着杖头敬拜神，已经老到那个地步了啊，扶着这个杖头还在那里敬拜神，然后给后代祝福。
That he has to rest himself on a cane, and yet at the same time, even though he's weak, he continues to worship God.
摩西最后的书卷，整个一卷书，这是最后的话。
We see the last book of Moses. These are all his last words.
哪一卷书考考大家，大家知道的。
Do we know which book it is in the Bible?
摩西五经五卷书最后一卷是什么？申命记，对，没错。Deuteronomy.
That would be the book of Deuteronomy, the last of the Pentateuch.
第二次再讲 Deuteronom 啊，第二次再颁神的律法，为什么呢？因为年长，后代起来了，不认识神，不知道这个埃及的事情。那时候再讲，哇，《申命记》真是一读一边读一边流眼泪啊！我常常说。
And so with Moses, he's now writing and giving out the law yet again a second time because we have the new generation that has come up.
呼天唤地向你们做见证、啊、Call upon heaven and earth 这是摩西在 Deuteronom 里面讲的、
and Moses was calling upon heaven and earth、as he writes as he proclaims this、the second time、the law
约书亚最后的告诫这是我们今天要看的
And what we are looking at is this last warning by Joshua
新约里面耶稣最后十字架上的七句话十架七言
In the New Testament we have the last words of Jesus
那然后耶稣基督复活以后那是上十字架这个断气之前七句话复活以后升天之前最后的命令、
and before his ascension after his crucifixion he has his final commandments
保罗最后的告别
we have apostle Paul's farewell
最令人感动的使徒行传二十章跟以弗所教会长老们的告别、
we see his farewell to the elders of the church of Ephesus.
保罗最后一卷的书信
And the last book by Apostle Paul.
弟兄姊妹知道是哪一卷吗
Do we know which one that is?
提摩太后书
It's his last, his second letter, well, his letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑路我已经跑尽了。
There's a battle to fight, I fought. The race to run, I've run.
好的啊，讲这番话的时候，约书亚这个告别的话，年近110岁。
So Joshua is now about 110 years old.
我们都知道他的这个故事，对不对呀？啊，从40岁到80岁，大约这个年龄当中，跟着在旷野当中一起来漂流。
So we see that when he was 40, he was 80. He was in the wilderness.
然后已经都年老了，都快八十岁了，又进入迦南地带兵这样来征战。现在又过去三十多年了。
And at the grand age of 80, he led the Israelites into the conquest for the promised land. And now about 30 years later, he stands before them.
我们这一辈子啊，我们的长辈、我们的父母亲人，甚至我们的祖父祖母亲人，给我们讲很多很多的话。
Across our lifetime, the elders, our parents, our grandparents, they would tell us many things.
很小很小的时候呢，很喜欢听。
When we were much, much, much younger, we would enjoy listening to what they have to tell us.
这个 baby toddler 的时候就 attached to the parents, 是不是？
When we're babies, we're toddlers, we are attached to our parents.
甚至还模仿呢，爸爸妈妈怎么讲，我们就跟着怎么讲。
And we even are very keen to just imitate what our parents would say.
慢慢大一点不一样了。
But as we grow older, we begin to change.
这个爸妈怎么这么烦呢
？Oh, they're so annoying.
一直在 nagging, 是不是？
对，我就觉得说他们怎么那么唠叨？
少讲一点不行吗
？Can't they just hold back a little bit?
我们中国人里面有一句这个有意思的话，我是听人家讲，后来每一次想到都特别特别觉得特有意思，叫有一种冷等于是妈妈觉得冷。
So there is a kind of there's a Chinese saying that I've heard that I found quite interesting. Translated is to say that there's kind of coldness, a coldness that a mom feels.
Cold. 就说这个孩子穿个 T 恤没有问题，然后妈妈总觉得冷，一遍一遍说再多穿一件，再多穿一件。
And so that cold is a kind of projected cold because the mom would look at the child who is not dressed warm enough, but the mom herself would feel cold and keep reminding the child to dress warmer.
那在我们家呢，我太太她不太觉得冷。
And so within my household, my wife generally doesn't feel the cold as much.
在我们家这种冷是爸爸觉得冷。
But in this, it's actually the dad who feels this source of projected cold.
哎呀，我想这个，我很同情我的孩子们啊，我很同情我的孩子们。我想如果我是他们，我也觉得我烦。
So I do relate to my children. I can sympathize with them because I think if I were in their shoes, I too will feel that I'm annoying.
好吧，到有一天。
But one day.
当你也年纪比较大了， 你的长辈已经年老年迈。
When we've reached a certain age, such that even our elders are even much older.
快要离开这个世界了。
That they are nearing the end of days on earth.
这时候长辈跟你讲的话呀，你可要好好听。
These last words by these elders, we are to carefully listen.
就不要再烦了。
That we are not to think of them as naggy.
往往那时候也不大会烦了，因为我们的人生的阅历增长到一个时候，我们知道是宝贵的话。
And strangely, we too will not think that these words are naggy because we ourselves have also grown in our experiences.
最近这一年多的疫情。
Over this past year or so of pandemic.
好多弟兄姊妹说，和自己国内的亲人、父母相隔大洋，不能够见面。
We have our brothers and sisters who have shared that they've just been separated by such grand distance from their parents.
想想心情很沉重。
And so they're very heavy in their hearts.
还好我们有网络，可以常常的这样通过网络见面。
The good thing is there's at least a virtual contact that they could still meet online.
春节马上就到了。
But with Chinese New Year coming soon.
我们都很想家。
We do miss our family.
这个不能讲多，讲多会流眼泪。
We can't say much more because it is quite tear-jerking.
我在读这个中学的时候，我记得有一次。
I remember when back in middle school.
我家在北京，我的爷爷呢是在长春，东北。
My hometown is in Beijing. My grandfather is in Changchun.
那我的爷爷，我们也常常去东北看爷爷。我爷爷有时候也会过来，在我们家住一段时间。
And so we do frequent visits, mutual visits. Sometimes he comes, and sometimes I go, or we go.
我现在就记得我爷爷最后一次来看望我们。
But I do remember that last time when my grandfather or my grandpa came to visit me.
平时呢，这老人家讲话不多的。
So usually he's very quiet.
那么那次我就觉得很奇怪。
But somehow I found it quite odd.
有时候晚上，然后他呢就到这个我这个房间，我们家里因为我这个读书嘛，那个很辛苦，还要那是高中啊，准备高考，还给我了一个小小的一个房间。我爷爷就过来跟我聊天。
And so even though I was in the thick of my examination preparation and it was quite tough. He would still come in the night into my room to chat with me.
他就我这么一个孙子。
I'm his only grandchild.
然后他就坐在那个椅子上，他还不是正襟危坐，他斜着坐，然后这个胳膊这么搭在这个椅背，我现在还记得。
So I could distinctly remember the way that he sat. He would sit down and he would rest his arm on the table.
然后就开始给我讲很多很多的话。
And he would begin to tell me many things.
老年人是这样子，最近发生的事情不记得，老早以前发生的事情记得特别清楚。
With age, we generally don't remember what has happened in the recent times, but with what has happened a long time ago, we remember very clearly.
那时候还好还有这么一个 sense 啊，虽然自己功课也很忙，那个年纪十几岁，但是我知道爷爷这话呢，我不敢跟爷爷说啊，我这功课忙，赶快睡觉，明天我就好好听着。
So it's a good thing that I had that sense to know that even though I was very pressed in terms of my preparations for my schoolwork, these are words from my grandpa that I need to listen.
这么多年过去了。
Many years have passed since that night.
那时候学的一些功课作业都还给老师了。
So much of all the work that I've done in terms of schoolwork, I've essentially returned it back to my teachers.
爷爷给我讲的话，告诉我那些事情，我现在都还记得。
Yet the things that my grandpa has shared with me, I do remember.
好，我们来看约书亚给官长们的这个遗言。
So we see, as recorded in Joshua 23, these last words of Joshua to the officials.
你们要大大壮胆，谨守遵行摩西律法书的一切话。
That they are to be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses.
外邦人的神不可提他的名，不可指他起誓，不可侍奉敬拜。
That there's no naming or just swearing or even worshiping these words of the these gods of the pagans.
专靠耶和华你们的神。
That there can be only a singular trust in the Lord.
你们一人必追赶千人。
That one is able to defeat 1,000.
神照他所应许的为你们来征战。
That God would fight this battle for them as he has promised.
还有提醒他们，你们如果要是稍微的转去啊，离开神。
Sorry. And yet there's a reminder that if you even slightly turn back and away from God,
那么你们要确实的知道。
That you will know very surely.
给他们一个极严厉的警告。
That there is a very, very stern warning.
然后在第十四节他继续说，我现在要走世人必走的路。
And so Joshua says, well, I'm now going on the way of all the earth.
你们是一心一意的知道神应许的话没有一句落空，都应验在你们身上。
It reminds the officials, you know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises of the Lord your God gave you has failed.
那你们若是违背，再次警告。
But if another warning, but just as every good promise of the Lord has come true, so will the curses.
那这个灭亡要速速来到。
That the destruction will come swiftly.
那我们总结一下七点。
So again, there are 7 points.
第一个，要他们要大大的壮胆。
That they are to be courageous.
他们的带领者约书亚现在要回天家与主同在了。
For Joshua is soon to depart from them to return with the Lord.
但是不用怕，神是与他们同在的。
But there's no fear because God is with them.
神也会兴起新的带领者来。
That God will raise up new leaders.
但关键是你们跟神的关系要谨守律法。
But what is critical is that they are to keep the law.
不拜假神。
To worship no false gods.
敌人看着强大，你们一个人能够追着赶一千个人。
Even though the enemies may seem strong, but with one you can chase 1,000.
因为神在为你们征战。
Because God fights for you.
给他们极其严厉的警戒。
And at the same time, there is a harsh admonishment on the people.
这些严厉的话语搁在今天这个社会的标准来说，怎么能这么去讲？
Of course, for us who are listening to them, we find that wow, these are really, really harsh.
但是约书亚是出于爱。
Yeah, at the same time, we know that out of love, Joshua proclaims these warnings.
同时也告诉他们，神是何等的信实，没有一个落空的。
At the same time, to remind the people and encourage them that God is faithful, that there's no promise that has failed.
跟百姓的立约。
This covenant established with the people.
聚集在示剑，我们说这个立约之地。
So they've come to the land of Shechem.
以巴路山，咒诅之山，基利心山，祝福之山。
And that there are the mount of curse.And the mount of blessing.
你们到底怎样选择？
How are you going to choose?
神亲自来回顾历史，从亚伯拉罕到今日。
There is a recollection of how God has chosen Abraham all the way and led them to this point in time.
然后就是最有名的这段话了。
And it comes this famous saying.
你们做决定吧，是侍奉你们列祖在大河那边，在埃及侍奉的神呢？还是侍奉永生真神耶和华。
That you're going to make a choice. Are you going to choose those false gods of the land of the Euphrates River, or are you going to choose to worship and serve the true God?
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
这个侍奉，同时也是敬拜。
That this word to serve.Is to also to worship.
我们讲过多次，这里面实际上是互通的意义的。
That we know that these are interchangeable meanings.
我们单单的敬拜独一的真神。
That we will solely worship the true God.
不跟随，不把荣耀归给任何的假神。
And to give no glory and to not follow no false gods.
我们侍奉神，我们真的是把自己全然的献上献祭侍奉。
But that when we serve, we are to give our whole selves over to God.
我们愿意跟随主做神的工作。
That we are to follow God to do God's work.
这叫侍奉耶和华。
That this is to serve the Lord.
至于我和我家 ，as for me and my house.
And so it is for me as well as my house.
有的可能翻译成 household 的不同的版本。
There are translations that translate house as household.
那这个 house 当然我们知道不是单单只是指的这个房子。
So beyond just the building of a house.
而是住在这个房子里面的我们这一家人。
It's for all the family who reside under one roof.
我们知道神在地上亲自设立了人的社会组织，我们上次讲过两种，考考大家。
And so God has established two forms of a social order.
哪两种？神自己亲自设立的。
That God has personally established these two social orders.
一个是教会，还有一个是家庭，没错。
One is church and the other is family.
我们这都有圣经的根据，我们上次讲过，今天不重复。
These are grounded in scripture.
教会和家庭在神的眼中看为是极其的宝贵。
So in the eyes of God, both church and family, these are precious in his eyes.
今天约书亚说了，说你们都去选择外邦人的偶像，都去选择假神的话，我们自己这一家，我们也坚定地跟随神。
So Joshua's words to all of Israel is to say, well, you have a choice, and even if all of you, each family, is to choose a false god, my family, we will serve the Lord.
你知道，今天整个这个社会的这个脊梁骨，这个 backbone 啊，就是教会和家庭，你说对不对？
We'll see that society essentially has a backbone, and that backbone has to be the church and the family.
如果要是教会被毁掉了
if the church is to be removed or destroyed,
教会远离真神了
if church is to leave truth,
教会被世俗化了
if the church is secularized,
如果这个家庭再没有了
if there is a dissolution of the family,
家庭再被毁灭掉
If the family is destroyed,
你想想这个社会这个国家还怎么可能有好啊
what is the state of the nation then?
今天在这个社会今天在这个社会当中我们已经就活化在我们眼前一步一步越来越糟糕就是这个情形
And we are seeing that unfold. This horror, is unfolding before our eyes.
你可能说我的家还不错那感谢赞美主
We might say that, well, I look at my family and I think we're all right.We praise the Lord.
但是真的我们张眼四望看看还有多少的教会真正是在持守主的真道啊
Yeah, at the same time, we are to survey the lands and we wonder how many churches are still following truth.
我这绝不是在这里骄傲的说哦我们在这里持守真道不是这意思弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters, we are not arrogantly proclaiming that, yeah, we are the ones who, you know, follow the truth.
我们也要到主的面前来悔改我们也要更加的回归到圣经的真理当中。
But in fact, we are all the more persistently to come before the Lord to repent and to turn towards His truth.
但今天真的好多的教会，就是一点属灵的这个气味、馨香之气你都闻不到啊。
But truly, many congregations have now lost this fragrance, this spiritual fragrance.
今天这个社会当中的家庭呢
？What about the family unit in our current day society?
到这个父亲节、母亲节的时候，一般我们会多讲这一系列的关于家庭的信息。
So we tend to turn our attention more on the family, on let's say Father's Day or Mother's Day.
但今天我们和大家分享，有人可能知道这个 family 有个 synonym， 这个是有人知道是什么吗
？But we can also see that family is it could be an acronym for a larger content.
Father and mother, I love you.
Father and mother, I love you.
That's family, 对不对啊
？That is family.
这是神这心意神定规的家庭就是这样子的，很有意思，非常好。
That God has established the family, and this is wonderful.
不错，我知道有的时候有的家庭他们可能这个夫妻没有自己的肉身的孩子。
And yes, I do understand that sometimes within the family, the children may not be of their own flesh and blood.
以前我们教会有一对非常爱主的夫妻。
The church that I used to serve in, there was a couple who loved the Lord dearly.
虽然他们没有自己肉身的孩子。
Even though they did not have their own, the children of their own womb.
但一方面他们有foster 自己的一个很亲人的这个孩子。
But they have adopted or fostered their child who is very dear to their hearts.
那个一起来养育大，还有他把。所有校园团契的孩子都当成自己的孩子。
And they've also regarded all those who are in the student ministry to be their children.
其他可能也有 特别特殊的情况啊，甚至有的人有独身的恩赐，一直一个人，这些都是在神的这个旨意当中的。
And also, there are some whom, in God's good will, they may not have again their own children, or that they have the grace of singlehood.
但是我们知道，在大部分的我们知道，在神的这个心意当中，是有个爸爸，有个妈妈，然后来养育后代。
But we see that in God's good will.There is the father, there's the mother, there are the children, there are the next generations.
今天那恶者在这个世界，在这个社会，在这个国家里要做的，就是毁坏家庭。
But today we see that the evil one has gone to do the work of destroying the family.
毒品现在在被非罪化。
For example, drugs.And in fact, drugs, they are being legalized.
赌博被合法化。
Or the legalizing of gambling.
网络上面那些乱七八糟的东西。
The mess that we see, on the internet.
他们要去控制，要把我们的下一代洗脑。
Perhaps there's a brainwashing that's happening.
最近大家都看到，那些 big tech, 那些大公司他们做的事情现在被暴露出来，好可怕。
We see, many of these manipulations by the big tech.
现在他们要我刚刚看到新闻，要把这个娼妓 prostitution 要把它也非罪化。
And so we're going. I've just seen a headline that says it's going to be prostitution is going to be there's a push to decriminalize prostitution.
非罪化下一步就是合法化嘛？这是他们的这个 agenda 里面的。
Which essentially is the gateway into legalizing prostitution.
所有这些一件一件的这个事情啊，
we see that it is one event leading to another.
我教会里面，咱们教会有弟兄姊妹跟我说，小孩子四年级的时候，这个学校里面就开始给他们洗脑。
We have brothers and sisters who share with us that now in their school, grade four, there are some brainwashing that's happening.
以后再对下一代，在下一代来说，那不是 family。
What is taught to the next generations is that this is not the teaching of family。
那是 family。
It's epiphany。
或者 mimini。
Or mimini。
我这看过，你知道什么意思 ？Father, I love you. Mother, I love you.
So, epiphany would be father and father and.Family would be mother and mother.
有两个爸爸有什么不可以？一个家里面有两个妈妈，是三个妈妈有什么不可以
？So the projection or the thought line now moves into why can't we have a father and father, a mother, or even three mothers?
恶者无孔不入啊。
There is apparently no area that is left untouched by the evil one.
我们想看百姓给约书亚的回答。
But we see what the people's response to Joshua.
他说我们断不敢 ，far be it from us.
The people responded, "Far be it from us."
离弃真神。
That we are to forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
约书亚还是警戒他们，你们的神是圣洁的神，是忌邪的神。
And Joshua continues to remind the people that God is holy, that He is against evil.
Holy and jealous.
Jealous
这个忌邪呢，我们中文的翻译还比较客气，还加了一个邪字。
We're quite kind in terms of our quite mild, I should say, translates in our Chinese translation.
像原文就神是一个嫉妒的神。
But we see that in the original language, it is God is spoken of as a jealous God.
那么百姓选定，摩西跟他们说是你们自己选定跟随耶和华。
There we see that, Joshua is telling people, you have chosen God.
最后，那我们来跟神立约。
So we are to establish a covenant with God.
都写在神的律法书上面。
That is going to be written in the law.
我们筑坛。
That we are going to establish an altar.
刻在石头上面。
That we are going to carve it into stone.
成为一个见证。
That it will be a witness.
就是要在最后这三位伟人的埋葬。
We see the closure of the book of Joshua. We see, there's the burial of three great men.
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，下面这一代长老还在的时候，以色列人侍奉耶和华。
So we see that, even though Joshua has passed on, But there are those who still knew Joshua, those elders and the generation, they continue to serve the Lord.
然后约瑟的安葬。
We see the burial of Joseph.
从埃及带回来约瑟的骸骨埋葬在示剑这个地方。
That the remains of Joshua was, sorry, of Joseph was brought back and buried.
第三位大祭司以利亚撒也被安葬在儿子菲尼哈以法莲山地所得的山上。
And we also see the burial of Eleazar in a hill belonging to Phinehas, his son.
约书亚的葬礼、约瑟的葬礼，还有以利亚撒的葬礼，这三句话的记载，这是约书亚记最后了，都跟一个支派有关。
There is one tribe that connects the burial of all these three burials.
这是我们在学习整本约书亚记，如果你自己去好好读的时候，一个非常重要的细节，但是比较容易被忽略的一个细节。
And this is one detail that is easily overlooked as much as it is also important.
当我们思考到长子的福分和祝福的时候，特别提到这个支派。
As when we're considering the blessings to the firstborn, we have made mention.
这个支派得天独厚。
We see that this particular tribe, in fact, is much blessed.
经历神很多的祝福。
That experienced great blessings from God.
本来不是长子。
That even though this tribe was not regarded as the firstborn.
本来不是长子的长子。
Was not the firstborn or firstborn.
但是最后成为长子当中的长子。
Yet later they became the firstborn of the firstborn.
这个支派在弟兄当中作首。
That they are to be the head of all brothers.
可是后来这个支派却带领以色列国偏离神。
And yet this was also the tribe that sadly led Israel to forsake the Lord.
极大的教训。
A very painful lesson.
你知道这个支派是哪一个支派？
Do you remember which tribe this is?
以法莲，对了，以法莲支派 ，Ephraim.
The tribe of Ephraim.
真的，我们不知道美国再往下走会到哪一条路上去。
We do not know the road that the U.S. is now treading on.
那些敬虔的先辈，那些 founding fathers， 他们已经过去了。
We have our highest founding fathers, they've passed on.
你看看教会，看看家庭，有时候真的是让人难过。
If we look at the state of the church as well as the family today, our hearts are stricken.
但是当然，我们不用失望，更不用绝望。
At the same time, we need not step into a place of disappointment and definitely not in a place of despair.
像约书亚所说的，神必与我们同在。
For we know that God will be with His people.
只要我们坚决选择跟随神、服侍神
，He will be with us when we choose to be firm in choosing Him and serving Him.
也不是依靠我们人的能力
，It is not by our own strength.
是靠神的大能
，That is by the great might of God.
但是我们每一个人、每一个家庭，我们自己做抉择。
At the same time, it is our family. We are to make a decision.
当仇敌极其强大，一千个人围着你来攻击我们的时候，这时候如果你能够站得住，这是你自己的抉择。
That how are we to stand if we look at our enemies and we know that they are great, there are 1,000 people, are we to stand firm?
很多人选择退后，选择妥协呀。
If we are to stand firm, we will have made that decision, but if we choose to backtrack, we would have compromised.
不法的事增多，连选民的心都渐渐冷淡了。
That we will see that there will be an increase in evil and even the chosen will begin to grow cold.
约书亚说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you.
感谢主，您在那么遥远的过去，所给我们这些的话语。
We thank you, Lord, that in times past you've already given us.Such precious words.
在今天的这样的时代当中，再次给我们严厉的提醒。
That in our day and age, you have given us once again this stern warning, a reminder.
让我们选择那最好。
For us to choose what is best.
那上好的福分。
That what is the best blessing.
坚定的跟随神。
That we will unwaveringly follow you.
纵然别人都退后。
That even if others are to backtrack.
我们要坚定的跟随。
That we will be firm in our will to follow.
儿女在您面前做这样的抉择。
Oh Lord, as your children, as we come before you to make such a decision,
求主加添我们的力量。
May the Lord you empower us.
让我们不靠自己，只靠你的大能。
That we are not trusting in our own strength, but we are trusting in your might.
宣告你的得胜。
That we proclaim you are victorious.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.